Uncensored.
I know everybody's upset about today's loss, but there's good news on the way. We are only 2 weeks away from the Buccaneers getting a new head coach. But for now, I'll say this. Go Bucks!
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. And $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
I'd do it right now, but I don't know what that is.
What the fuck?
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. What, where, why?
Good to have the lovely Maya back on Bucks Uncensored. I think that's the first time I've ever censored anything on Bucks Uncensored. I just didn't think it would be appropriate to have a five-year-old completing the phrase and letting you all hear it. What we hear in the background is what everyone parents their own way. What we hear is different from what we're going to allow everyone else to hear. But she's right. Go Bucks. Shit. So if you're tuned into this podcast to hear an in-depth breakdown of Sunday's meaningless game and another loss, then you probably came to the wrong podcast. Yeah, I like to talk about things that are relevant. Sunday's game was irrelevant. The only relevance that took place in Sunday's game was whether or not the Bucks were going to beat the Ravens, forcing the Ravens into a tough scenario to where they might not make the playoffs, which could then make John Harbaugh available and maybe become the Glazers' top target. And you know what's ironic about Sunday's game is that the Glazers probably wanted Dirk Cutter to win that game on Sunday more than any other game this season. And Cutter let them down again. from by now you've heard Dirk Cutter was asked about next season. It was something, it was a generic question about next season. It was something about, oh, it was about the Bucks going to London next season. Dirk Cutter never said we, he never said I. He said the Bucks, he said them. He has been told he is gone. This shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. And the last question, I don't even remember what the question was about how you approach the last 2 weeks of the season. I thought Dirk Cutter's answer was telling because I believe, you know me by now. I'm not the one that's going to boast the sources and try and break news. But when things are told to me, that helps me craft my opinion. I give educated opinions on this podcast. I'm not just throwing fucking darts at the wall over here. Okay? So when I hear things, that helps me craft what my opinion is because I have some basis behind it. And my understanding is that Dirk Cutter was told a few weeks ago that he would not be retained as Bucks head coach. It doesn't matter if the players are fucking fighting hard for him or not. God. Some people, like, fuck, if you want to talk about effort, go fucking watch a Pee Wee football game. If NFL players aren't giving effort, then they're going to be unemployed. I don't care who the fucking coach is. Fighting hard for their coach. Give me that. Shut the fuck up. Players fought hard for Raheem, Shiano, Lovie Smith, and Dirk Cutter. Just because you give effort at the end of a meaningless fucking season, that does not mean dick as to whether or not you got good coaching. Okay, anyone, oh, I like him. Listen, I like a lot of people. That doesn't mean that I'm going to expect them to perform at the highest level in my area of work. Does that make sense? So just because, these players really like him. So fucking what? So what? Just because you like somebody doesn't mean that they're talented. It's just they're nice people. You like them. Dirk Cutter has proven he's not a good head coach. He was given the reins. He was given the opportunity to do so. And he's just not. Decent offensive coordinator. I wouldn't even say he's a top-tier offensive coordinator. You know, and when I look at this game on Sunday, okay, so be it. 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. But like I said, he was told a few weeks ago, he knows he's not coming back. And his answer in his post-game press conference, when talking about the players, I think talks about himself.
Well, everybody in there is a pro, and you got to, you know, we're all paid to do a job. We got to finish it out.
Yeah, I mean, call me crazy, but I don't think he's talking about the players in the final 2 weeks. But I think this is the mindset that Dirk Cutter has gone with. And I have no concrete evidence, and I'm not even just talking about Cutter. The Glazers, the boys, not Malcolm, and Malcolm never did either. He never really had the opportunity. But the Glazer boys, Brian, Joel, Ed, all of them, have never fired a coach in season. They knew they were firing Raheem Morris. He lost 10 straight games. Okay? They knew they were firing Greg Schiano. I don't know if they've told these guys in season or not. I don't know what kind of negotiations are going on behind the scenes. But it's pretty apparent when Dirk Cutter's talking about them, referencing the Bucks, not we or anything, after he's done that the last few years. That's telling. Play it out. Be a professional. Dirk Cutter's gone. He was gone before Sunday's game. These games are meaningless. I know some of you were holding out hope for the playoffs. It was never going to happen. It was never going to happen. And there was a lot that came out of the postgame, really. Gerald McCoy saying he's going to take it upon himself to make sure that the players continue to give max effort. Oh, shit. Well, he's had 8 years of practice with that fucking speech. He must love giving that speech at the end of the year. Hey, guys, let's try hard. Sunday fun day. Sunday fun day. Earlier this year, we had Dance Like You're Down by Eight. And wouldn't you know, DeMar Dotson, after the game, said he was fucking stunned. He didn't say fucking, and he didn't say stunned. This is me paraphrasing. But apparently, the Bucks locker room at halftime was like they had just won the fucking Super Bowl because they were only down by one to the Baltimore Ravens. It's a loser mentality. It's halftime of a meaningless game, and you're down by one. Go read them. DeMar Dotson. It's everywhere. I'm sure you can. I don't have the audio of this. I'll have audio of another one of his sayings here in a moment. But dear God, you know, it's just ugly. And I want to pull up the exact quote from DeMar Dotson. Joe Bucks fan had it. And I'm sure if you haven't heard the audio yet, but he said, this is DeMar Dotson after the game. Quote, this was team down 10-9 at halftime. We competed hard in the first half, but obviously it's a two-half game, Dotson said. I think guys came in the locker room during halftime kind of like, you know, happy to be down by one. Happy to be down by 1 point instead of, you know, relishing the opportunity to go out there and beat these guys. Because we should have won this game. I mean, you can just feel it. I mean, guys were rah-rahing and excited. But you know, it's almost like being excited to be down by 1 point. Holy shit. Holy shit. And what the fuck is the coaching staff doing in the locker room at halftime? You just going to let them hoot and holler like they're fucking winning the Super Bowl and they're down by one at halftime of a meaningless game? Fuck you. They're dancing on the sideline down by eight against the Falcons. They're fucking hooting and hollering like they just won the fucking Super Bowl at halftime down by one. Dotson went on to say, quote, even though guys were trying to hype themselves up, I think it was almost like, you know, you're glad to be here, glad to be down by 1 point instead of, man, first half wasn't good enough. We should have been better, he said, from DeMar Dotson. Now, I don't know if DeMar Dotson is here for the long term. I don't. I would look to replace him because while Jason Light thought he was investing into a nasty, mean, physical offensive line, he essentially pieced together one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. Sorry, but that's the fucking fact. And I don't even understand why the fuck Jason Light would want to build a nasty physical offensive line when that is the exact opposite approach his head coach has taken. So obviously Jason Light and Dirk Cutter weren't on the same page. Because if they needed a big, nasty, physical offensive line, you'd think they'd want to be more big, nasty, and physical in terms of how they wanted their style of offense to be. Dedicated to the run. Physical. Smash mouth football. They're not smash mouth. They're as finesse an offense as you'll find in the NFL. And it's sad. I'm not focused on yesterday's game. I'm looking at the season as a whole. And it's about to all come to a screeching halt with this regime and give all of us fans hope that the next regime can get the most out of the talent on both sides of the ball. And they have a shit ton of talent on both sides of the ball. If the Buccaneers did not add one player this offseason and they brought in a legit defensive coach, whether it be as a head coach or as a coordinator, I could see the talent on this defense turning into a top 10 or even top close to top 5 defense within 1 year. I do not think they're far away. I think the defensive line, especially with the ends in Nassib and Jason Pierre-Paul, can get after it. You get Beckwith, Kwan, and Lavonte David back. Carlton Davis has a year under his belt. You get Vernon Hargraves back, who was playing good earlier on in the season. You could add another corner. I'd be all right with that. I mean, MJ Stewart's a young player too. I think Ryan Smith has come on. I think we found a couple other young corners. Jordan Whitehead's come on as a safety. I believe the talent is there on defense. Just somebody's got to bring it together. And see, it's one of those things where now all of a sudden people are like, Duffner, you got to keep Duffner. Listen, Duffner only looks great because of how shitty they were under Mike Smith. I still don't think they're getting the most out of this talent. And I still don't think they're nasty or mean enough on defense at the professional level. You want mean, nasty, and physical, man. A Ravens defense that's flying around to the football. The Buccaneers, talent-wise, I'm telling you, are not far away. Now, does that say something about Jason Light? Maybe. Maybe. But Jason Light also failed miserably along the offensive line, to where I think you could say that the offensive line crippled this team at times, many times this season, to where they couldn't have success because of their offensive line. The GM and the head coach have to be on the same page. I don't think they're on the same page, personally. I don't know if they're tied at the hip. I have no idea if it's going to be a dual parting. I do believe Dirk Koetter is definitely gone. I have no clue about Jason Light. I think Jason Light has an eye for talent. Is it a great eye for talent? I don't think it's been proven to be great. I know a lot of Florida State fans are just so butthurt over Derwin James, but Vita Vea is getting better and better each week. I mean, better and better each week, to where he is going to be a cornerstone of the defense for years to come. If he continues to get better and more consistent and fly around to the football, he is not lazy and fat in the middle. He is not your stereotypical nose tackle. The guy flies around. He is athletic and fast and big and strong. I think he is going to be a key figure on this defense. You know, I'm going to sit back over the next few days. Probably start looking at the coordinators, look at hot coaching candidates, but I also want to identify the young talent on this team. I'd like to just go through offensively and defensively, maybe even read the roster to you. I think people need to realize the young talent they have. It is going to be an attractive job. They should have some really good coaching candidates who would want to come coach here. And one of those I hope they interview is Chris Richard. I don't know if Chris Richard is the best candidate. I've never met him. I don't know him. I see his track record. I see a younger defensive-minded coach who's very aggressive and gets in the faces of his players and gets the most out of his players. But whoever they hire, we need somebody who's going to bring energy, a camaraderie, and a fucking plan. Because what I never saw under Dirk Koetter was a plan that was ultimately executed. It was almost like they had a plan per season, but it was never an overlapping plan. It was never like, hey, we're going to put together a five-year plan. Because it was like, well, the offense we ran in his first year, we're going to change a little bit the second year and run a lot. There was no rhyme or reason to what he was doing. I want a coach with a plan. I want a coach who's going to come in and say, year one, this is the focus. Years two and three, this is the focus. Years four and five, we are making deep plays into the playoffs.
with hopes of a Super Bowl. That's got to be the plan. Teams can turn it around in a hurry in the NFL. We've seen it. We've seen coaches go places and get the most out of the players, and everything seems to click. I think the talent is in place for a coach to come in and do that right here and turn the Bucs into a competitor for years to come. Fix that offensive line. And that has got to be the focus of this offseason. The Benenach experiment, DeMar Dotson getting up there in age, Donovan Smith maybe out of position. It's just a lot of things wrong right now with the Bucs offensive line. But a lot of things that can be fixed with two offensive linemen drafted in the first two rounds of the draft, if they wanted to do that. If they wanted to do that. Don't count me as disappointed in a loss on Sunday. And definitely don't count me in as one of these fans that cares about whether or not the Bucs win or not. I don't give a... I honestly, as much as I love this organization, my mind's already on 2019. I went to Christian from Headlines Barbershop. I went to his house for Sunday, watched the game. It was his birthday this past week. We went over, celebrated his birthday, watched the Bucs game. He was getting... You know, he was like, really want the Bucs to win. I go, does it matter? He goes, no, it doesn't really matter. It does. You know, you want them to win, but it's like, it doesn't matter. My mind's already on 19. I don't care. I'm going to watch the games. I'm going to watch specific players. Loved what I saw at Avea today. Didn't like the drops early. It was raining. It was raining. I get it. I'm just watching because it's football and we're not going to have it for a while. But pretty much the entire game, I'm thinking, which coach? Offensive mind, defensive mind? You know, I'm not buying into it. And if y'all want to debate as to whether or not I'm a Bucs fan and I'm going to always root for them to win, or I want them to lose to get a better draft pick, count me out. I'm not getting into that debate. It's a meaningless debate. My focus is building a consistent winner. Consistent winning doesn't mean winning meaningless games at the end of a lost season. That means zero to me. Zero. I want a team that is going to go out there and compete from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, put themselves in position to play these meaningful games late in December, and surge into the postseason. I have not seen that under Dirk Cutter. We had false hope his first year as a head coach, and all he's done since then is disappoint. He has never carried over the momentum from the end of the season to the next season. He'll be fired in 2 weeks, if not sooner, and the Buccaneers, I believe the Glazers, have already started a head coaching search. They're lining up the candidates that they want to interview, and they will attack this quickly once we get to the offseason. Speaking of the offseason, DeMar Dotson talked about what the players should be focusing on throughout the remainder of the season.
You know, it's every man for himself at this moment. You know, I'm not, worried about saving their job. I'm worried about saving my own. So that's the way I look at it.
Well, there you go. Two games to go. I would say the elder statesman in that locker room, DeMar Dotson, has been around for a long, long time. And he just said, I'm playing for myself. I'm not playing for Dirk's job. I'm playing for my job. And I don't know if that's going to be good the rest of the year or if that could just turn into a complete fucking disaster over the next 2 weeks, but that's telling. And I know they've already made their decision, but if the Glazers were really on the fence at this point, they've known DeMar Dotson much longer than Dirk Cutter. That is just the biggest red flag. Like, DeMar Dotson's like, fuck this shit. I'm just trying to keep my job. That's all I care about. And quite honestly, if they keep him around, fine, but I do hope that whether it's Leonard Wester, who I'm not opposed to, but let's try and build a more dominant offensive line. And the next regime, I'm sure, will do just that. It's happening, and it's just 2 weeks away. Bucs takes are coming up next. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Bucks Uncensored, Bucks Takes, coming up here in just a moment. We're looking forward to hearing from the Bucks fans. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Don't be upset. Be encouraged. The countdown is on. Hope is on the way. Okay? It doesn't matter who the next head coach is. That next head coach should give all of us hope. I believe the next head coach is the right coach for this team. I don't even know who it's going to be. But you know what? I have to have that kind of hope. Because if I just focus on now, I'm going to be down in the dumps. I'm never down in the dumps, though, when I'm drinking a whole bunch of Cigar City beer. Had the lager on... when was it? Saturday night? Friday night? Saturday night? One of the nights. Had the Cigar City Lager. Love it. Took some Cigar City High Life over to Christian's. Love it. It's my beer of choice. They have all different kinds to satisfy whatever my palate desires. So the next time you think about what you're going to be having for your Friday or Saturday night or what you're having for the game, go right past all of those other beers. Oh, you can get them at... Listen, you love the Bucks, you love Tampa. Why not love a beer born and raised right here in Tampa as well? Cigar City Beer, they got a flavor for everyone, whether it's the Invasion, the Florida Cracker, the Maduro, the High Life, the Lager. They got it all. And if you want to go and taste them all, go to the tasting room. It's right on Spruce near Raymond James Stadium, maybe a good place to go before the last home game of the regular season coming up as well. We love Cigar City Beer. We love Buffalo Wild Wings, Master of Subaru, and all our sponsors here on Bucks Uncensored. And by the way, we're already talking about the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. We more than doubled in size, actually almost tripled in size from 2017, the 2017 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, to 2018. We went from probably total about 500 the first year at Sports Legends to the next year was, this past year was probably, I think we had about 800 or 900 the first night and then about little over between 400 and 500 the second night. So about 1,300 both nights. I mean, think about that. I firmly believe we're going to grow it even more. And we were just talking about the massive crowd that could assemble wherever the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party is. And with the hope of a new coach, a high draft pick, I'm already getting excited about this offseason. I know the Bucks always win the offseason, but I just feel they're very close. And when I look at this roster, you can look at it however you want, I don't see as many holes as others do. I still would like to find some sort of feature back. I'd like Peyton Barber to be on my team. I want a running back to where if Jameis Winston is getting hit and needs to dump it off, that he can dump it off to somebody like fucking Todd Gurley or somebody that can, or a Christian McCaffrey or a Kamara or somebody that he can dump it off on a short gain and they can take it 20 yards because they're that good. I mean, other teams, other quarterbacks have this. I don't understand why the Buccaneers have and Dirk Koetter has refused to get his offense that type of playmaker at that type of position. Odd to me. It's just odd to me. But I have a lot of hope about the next coach. Like I said, I think maybe running back, offensive line. I like where the defense is. Get some of these players back that have been injured. You've gotten a chance to see a lot of young players this year. I think the talent's there on defense. I don't think it's far off. Could they get another defensive lineman? Yeah. It's a good draft coming up for defensive line. So if you're there, 7 through 10, pick 7 through 10, and Ed Oliver's on the board, yeah, I'd probably take Ed Oliver over an offensive tackle there. It's a stud defensive tackle. And McCoy's already over 30. Start thinking about the future. But, you know, like I said, they're not far away. Maybe it is just a coach to kind of bring it all together. That's my mindset. That's my focus. And that's my hope. I hope you can see it the same way so that we can all be excited again. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. Got a few of them. Some people riled up, some people fired up, and some people just kind of like ho-hum. We'll start with somebody who's always fired up, and that is Lou.
Go Bucks! Shit. Man, I don't know, bro. I'm here, man. I just want to fucking get this shit over with, man. You know, I mean, I want to tell you I'm fucking upset with this shit, but I'm just like numb, you know. I'm rooting for the team because, you know, for fuck, I'm a Bucks fan, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm rooting for them, man. And they get to, like, a fourth down fucking spot, man. And this guy is just... I don't know what the fuck he's thinking, bro. But whatever. Regardless. Fire this motherfucker already. Fire him. Okay? Let's move forward. Forward. Okay? I need something positive. Something, brother. Some hope. Some hope, for Christ's sake. It's Christmas time. Anyway, I just want to say, go Bucks! Shit!
Lou, always good to hear from you. I'm sorry you're frustrated, but those days, hopefully, coming to a quick end. Man, a lot of people are counting down to the new year. I'm counting down to a new age, a new era of Buccaneers football. Somebody was like, oh, great, fire the coach, restart everything, rebuild, No, you're right. Just stick with Cutter. Be below average. I don't fucking get it. And at least there's less this year than there were last year, but it's just like, oh, you can't keep changing coaches every two or three years. Why? Or stick with shit and be the Bengals with Marvin Lewis for years? Come on. JB's up next. What up, JB?
Justin, JB from 106. Spent my last fucking dollar, last fucking Bucks game last weekend with the Saints. Went with one of my oldest friends from college. We were having a great time in the first half, partied it up, and then all of a sudden offense disappears, defense can't make a stop, and you know the rest. Same fucking thing this week. I don't understand, with all these offensive weapons and offensive gurus, that you can only score 3 fucking points in the second half of 2 basically must-win games to stay alive in the playoff hunt. I mean, even saying that for the Buccaneers at this point is pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's a dead man walking now for Coach Cutter and company. They're done, and the players know it. Everyone knows it. Maybe it's not going to happen on Monday morning. Probably won't happen until, you know, the Black Monday, New Year's Eve. So, anyway, time to get Luke Easterling onto the podcast. Let's talk about the draft. All right, I'm out. My dog's going to go take a shit. Later.
Ooh, go Bucks shit. Thank you, JB. I'm not going to break down the draft yet because it's going to be a lot of time doing that. But I will talk about the current roster, and I will talk about some coaching candidates that I believe would be good fits for the Bucks coming up in the next few podcasts. So we'll start talking about that. I'm not focused on this game, not focused on next game or the last game of the season. Just not. If anything big happens, I'll talk about it. But I don't really care what happens in these games. I'm past it. I'm on to 19. You're on to 19 with me? Good, because I'm ready to get this team on track. I'm ready to get this team back to the postseason. AJ's up with us. Hello, AJ.
Justin, what's up? It's AJ. Another L from the Bucks, of course, to a team that we could have beaten. No thanks to Cutter's sorry ass. Once again, terrible play calling, terrible scheme. Like, what the fuck was that? That play call on that fourth down in the fourth quarter. Terrible. Just trashy. He's terrible. Incompetent. He needs to go. Just fire him now. Put Monken in there and see what we can do. But let's go to the defense for today. Defense. I'm so sorry. I know that we're supposed to be thankful and grateful because Duffner has helped us, but honestly, why do we not consider consistently jamming receivers? This zone shit obviously doesn't work. And then the missed piss poor tacklings, it's just unacceptable. Another loss, another shitty season. I really hope the Glazers are just looking. I hope this is coach searching now. And we just got to get rid of the people that are not going to help put this team in a position. I need a coach that's going to come in here that's just going to practice fundamentals and hard work. That's all we need. And I need a coach that's going to learn how to design plays that are going to help in all kind of situations. Where were the short passes once again today? Where were the little routes that we need? Like, I just don't get it. It just frustrates the hell out of me with all these weapons, and we can't do shit. We don't use them to their full potential. You know, it's just like it's fucking depressing watching this team now. You know, this is still my team. I'm going to go all out, but damn, come on, this is just ridiculous now. You know, Baltimore, we're not talking about, they're not like the Chargers or the Chiefs. They're okay, but really, we could have beaten this team. Well, once again, go Bucks. Shit.
Appreciate the passion you got there, AJ. We'll keep it going. You know, a guy who's always got the passion. He always brings it every single time he sends in a Bucks take. It's our buddy down in South Florida. Hello, T.
Justin, T in South Florida. Woo! Did you see the running of today? Oh, man, the way that the offensive line is just fucking just took control of the game. Over 40 carries. Wait, I'm a Bucks fan. Damn, that's what you want your offensive line to look like when you try to run the ball. You want to commit to the run and just make a bitch submit. I mean, come on, again, did we really think we had a chance towards the end? I mean, they just did what they wanted. That shit was hard to fucking watch. Just up and down our throat. The quarterback is a rookie. He's not Michael Vick. But you know it's coming. Fucking stack the line. Fuck, man, that was hard to watch. Man, what, a couple more games left? This shit'll be over. But we gotta have some kind of culture change. Like, for real. I mean, every two or three fucking years we having the same goddamn conversation. It's really not one finger to blame for this game, I guess. We just got our ass punched in the mouth. Got bitch slapped. You know, the season was pretty much over. I still want to win games. Fuck draft position at this point. I still want to win games. But, man, that was hard to watch. That was like slow fucking death, man. Oh, it's a Bucks life. Shit.
I refuse to use the phrase, it's a Bucks life, but I'll say go Bucks shit. Anyway, T, always appreciate you. Hey, don't forget, too. You know, I want you listening. Maybe this is the first time. Maybe you just started listening to the podcast a few weeks ago. You hear these Bucks takes. Very simple. Pull out your phone. You might be listening to the podcast on your phone. Maybe hit pause. Go to that, what is it called? Just did it. To get Maya on the podcast. Voice recorder, is that what it's called? Voice memos. Click on voice memos. Hit record. Record your voice. Just act like you're leaving a voicemail. 90 seconds. Around 90 seconds, make your point in and out, and then just email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. You'll have your Bucks take right here on Bucks Uncensored, much like our friend up in Atlanta, Dante. Hey, Dante.
Yo, Bucks Mob, Commish, it's Dante in Atlanta. I just got a few things to say today. You know, our boys lost, man. What I took away from the game is that we are soft as shit. We got the ball. They got the ball back with 7:04 to go. We didn't see it. the ball again. I just wish my team could be physical like that, you know, just kill motherfuckers on the ground. And my second thing is I'm mad as fuck. I started Cam Brake and Chris Godwin in my fantasy league. $800 on the line. And I got shafted. Go Bucks. Shit.
Really liking that tagline right now. But I'm going to tell you this right now. It will not be Go Bucks shit. Okay? We need to come up. And damn it. If only Dirk Cutter would have lived by his own words. Because carrying a big motherfucking stick just sounded so good. I loved hearing Lou say it. I loved hearing all of you say it. But they never, ever lived up to that saying. Dirk Cutter, I want to build a badass football team. Carry that big motherfucking stick. I mean, it's almost like he was trying to turn them into a bunch of pussies with this finesse bullshit. I know that they're better. I know that they're stronger, and I know they're nastier than that. The right coach is going to get it out of them. But that falls on the Glazers, unless they decide to hire a president, which I haven't really heard any news about that. Disappointing. Who do we got next? Somebody.
Hey, Justin. Hey, fellow Bucks fans. It's me, Javier in Panama City, Panama. And I had the most deep and delicious nap from the second quarter to the fourth quarter. I'm not shocked at all. I'm not disappointed at all. I was expecting this result because the Ravens are much more physically and mentally tough team than us, and they have better coaching staff. A coaching staff that can adapt at the most crucial position given the circumstances. And we have none of that. But anyways, it doesn't matter because once it started raining, the rain just negated our most effective weapon, which is the passing game. And then are you going to tell me that we're going to outrun the Ravens? They gained 200 yards on us. The final nail, like if he needed another nail in Dirk's and Jason Light's coffin, this is going to be our eighth losing season in 10 years. Cutter's going to have 2 in 3 years, and Jason Light's going to have 4 in 5 years. Let's just clean house in 2 weeks and let hope come in, because Christmas for us Bucks fans is starting to look like the next Monday after the regular season is over. As always, Jason, go Bucks shit, or as I'm going to start saying it, vamos Bucks mierda.
Vamos Bucks mierda. Is that how you say it? Mierda. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien. Actually, not muy bien. More like esta noche. I don't know. This night something. Jordan, help me out here, please. Thank you.
Justin, what's up, man? Jordan and St. Pete. Sending in a Bucks take. Another Bucks loss. Drops the record to who gives a fuck at this point. 12 points, 14 points, 24 points. I know there was 3 points against the Skins. This high-powered offense, you know, is one thing they can do. Move the ball. They just can't, you know, just can't get into the end zone, can't score points. I know the weather was shitty. Some drop passes by the offense look kind of sloppy. I know that there's been times that people want to keep Dirk because of how well this offense has been doing. But when you don't score points, you don't win, and you can't sustain drives, you don't win. It's just mind-boggling sometimes with this team, because you would think that they've shown flashes of maybe potentially being that kind of Kansas City team, and they just can't do it. Winston played okay. I don't know. I'm gonna make it short and sweet. I'm just you know, I'm not mad, but I'm also, you know, because I was watching the game, but I was also in the process of watching paint dry, so both were kind of taking my attention away at different points. But on the next week, I mean, I don't know what to say at this point. Just, you know, I do know two things to say. It's a Bucks life, and go Bucks. Shit.
And that'll do it for the Bucks takes. I hope all of you enjoyed this podcast. Listen, let's use these podcasts to entertain ourselves over the next couple of weeks. On, y'all want me to give you some candidates? You want me to give you some head coaching candidates? Do some research for Wednesday? I could do that. All right, so I'll give you a homework assignment. Bucks takes. Send them in. We all know it's inevitably happening. Who's your coach? Call your shot right now. I don't want to know who's your coach. Who would be your top candidate? Because we need to think of this realistically. Like, while I like Chris Richard, I'm not going to say he's the best coaching candidate out there because I've never spoken to the guy. I don't know how his interview is going to go. I don't know who his coordinators are. I just like his fire. So I'm sitting here saying, okay, he's with the Seahawks. He was with the Cowboys. I like what they've done. I like the energy that they've had. I like what he brings. I like his mentality. I don't know. I don't know who he would hire on his staff. I don't know what his plan is, but I think he's a guy, like, he would be my top interview. So who's your top interview? Who's the number one guy you want to speak to for the Bucks head coaching job? Who's your first interview? Who's your first call to get in for an interview? That's your homework assignment. Your Bucks takes for Wednesday. Email them to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. I'll come up with some other candidates. I know I'm a Richard fan, but I'm going to do a ton of research over the next few days. I'll give you a few candidates because you can't just lock in on one guy. Can't lock in on one guy. So I'm going to try and see what I can come up with. I'll give you three or four of mine, and then I'm anxious to hear yours as well. So I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day menus continuing on. Bowl season is here. The NFL playoffs are here. The Bucks aren't going to be in it, so why not go to Buffalo Wild Wings and just take in the atmosphere? $5 game day menu. At Buffalo Wild Wings, you got to check it out. I've taken advantage of it several times, and it is spectacular. By the way, my favorite wings were the Parmesan garlic, but the lemon pepper dry rub wings, traditional, holy shit. Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, and sports. Thanks to Cigar City, a beer. Cigar City Beer, of course. Born and raised right here in Tampa. We love the Bucks. We love Cigar City Beer. We love Tampa. It's just everything that you want in a city. We got them right here. Okay, the Bucks, the beer, and the boobs, and me, the commish, who's also a boob. And let's see. Thank you to Mastro Subaru. We love them. Giving Bucks Mob members a discount just for being Bucks fans. Go by, check out Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. We love Mastro Subaru. We love the fact that they're such diehard Bucks fans. And I urge you Bucks fans to go by, see them, and test drive a new Mastro Subaru there or one of their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles also. Mastro Subaru there again with two locations serving the Bucks Mob throughout the I-4 corridor. What you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover, it's B4, and now available in Publix stores throughout the state of Florida. Outside of the state of Florida, it's very simple. Just go to drinkb4.com. And of course, Headlines Barbershop. My buddy Christian hooking me up, making me look good all of the time. He can do the same for you, him, and his barbers throughout the entire Tampa Bay area. They got several locations throughout the Tampa Bay area. So if you're looking for the Headlines Barbershop nearest you, very simple. Download their free app. You can find the location nearest you and make yourself an appointment. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. Thank you to each and every one of you. By all means, I mean, like I said, the draft party doubled, tripled in size. The numbers continue to grow. Spread the word. Trust me, this is the podcast you are going to be or want to be locked into over the next several weeks, because we are going to break it down and we are going to talk about the things with this organization that matter. Yesterday's game, okay, the loss to the Ravens does not matter. What matters is 2019 and fixing this fucking organization once and for all. So I'll end with three fucking words. Go Bucks shit.
Go Bucks.